everyone. I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Hannah.
Welcome to the Adventures in Odyssey Revelations podcast, where we discuss everything that has to do with Adventures in Odyssey. Thank you so much for joining us today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Friends, welcome to another episode of the Adventures in Odyssey Revelations podcast. Today we have a very special episode, as not only will we be discussing our favorite Adventures in Odyssey episode ever, a name not a number, but we also have two very special guests today. Our friends and fellow Adventures in Odyssey super fans from the Raspberry Ripple podcast, Heaven and Grace, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
This is so exciting.
It is. I know. I can't wait for this one. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you so much for inviting us on.
Yes, it's going to be great.
Well, we just had to. We had like a blast last time we spoke. It was awesome. Yes.
Yes.
So before we begin, we have a few questions which we like to ask you all.
Okay.
Yeah, our first one was, when did you guys first hear this episode?
Oh, did I hear this one before you?
Yes, you heard it before me.
Okay. So I was probably in middle school, and then I turned it on to her.
Probably last year, actually.
Yeah. I'm still listening to a lot of the episodes. Yeah.
This is probably last year for me.
Yeah. So a few years ago for me, and then last year for her.
Okay. And what were like your, what stood out to you? What was like your favorite moment or scene? Yeah, like initial reactions, everything like that.
Ooh, you want to go? You can go first.
Let's do this. I loved all the action. it's just, I'm like, oh, this sounds like for older folks. It's kind of nice. Like, yeah, definitely that. Like any action scenes, it's very intriguing for me.
Oh, yeah. I think for me, it was the action plus the romance.
Of course.
Yes.
It was a mix of both. But especially one of our favorite scenes that we were talking about recently was the scene when what was the guy's name? When he jumped out the window and he made it. When he jumped down all those flights of stairs. Jumped out of the glass window, and they were like, what, he's making it with a limp, like how is he doing that, like he had 9 lives or something.
I love that part.
Yeah, that part's funny.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, have you, either of you read the Black Earth Chronicle book yet?
No, I'm actually about to start reading them. Oh, so that's going to be interesting.
Yes.
You definitely should, because it definitely gives a lot more backstory to this episode, which is very interesting.
Yeah,
we can't wait for book 6, because right now where they are, that book will cover these episodes. So, like, they gave the first previous one, like, the one, book 5, gave some of the backstory. You have, like, I don't spoil anything, but I'll say it had some Tasha and Jason within it, so.
We should read that. Yes, you definitely should.
What made you to ship Tayson? Like, what was the poet?
Because they were both old enough.
They were like pretty perfect for each other. Like they were like the only people around for Jason. Like she was like the only one.
Yeah. So, well, at one point I did really like him and Monica.
Yes.
Okay.
I went through a phase where I was like, oh, I kind of like them, but I think Tasha is a little bit more mature for him than Monica.
Yeah.
So the thing specifically is they're like a power couple. So
yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah. They're like, especially this episode, Name Not a Number really established that. So yeah, they just like for example, like how he knew like the Morse code, like the relationship helped them to save the world, basically.
Pretty much.
Because they were able to like give each other the secret codes and stuff.
And each other knew what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I love all of that. So would you say this episode like sold you on them as a couple? Like wasn't like, I don't know, love in the air was like this one, you just heard them and instantly were like, oh yes, this is great.
I would definitely say Love in the Air, and this I would say they both did for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Yes, all of those.
And another question we have is, what is your favorite interaction in this episode between Tasha and Jason? I know there are a lot of them. I'm just wondering what
they
That's hard. Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me go through my notes. Hold on. Let's see.
Okay. I think
I know off the bat for me, probably the scene when he's figuring out the Morse code.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like, even it's like they're interacting with each other, like, not totally, but it's meant for each other. So yeah, for the Morse code scene.
Yes, I love that scene. I also love the scene when after Jason is captured and taken into the castle, and he's like,
"Oh yeah,
what are you doing here?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm here to rescue." And he's like, "Yeah, and you thought the best way to do that was by getting yourself captured."
I know. Yeah. He's like, "Your head is hard, but not that hard." Yeah, totally. Their chemistry like that just really came out in that scene.
It is.
Yeah.
I totally agree on that statement. Well, okay, let's jump right into it, shall we? Well, yes. The episode begins, and I like how we just throw right into the action, and we just hear Tasha talking with Donovan, like, telling Molly what to do, and she's so freaked out, and Tasha is, like, the opposite. She's, like, really calm in the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can totally see how, like, how she's just a great agent, I guess you could say. Like, she's like, okay, mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have to do this and this and this, and then we have to go over to, like, the embassy, and everything will be okay. Like,
exactly.
She has so much experience.
How many times did she do that? That's my first initial reaction to this scene. And then also, when we switched over to when Jason is packing up and getting ready to move to Odyssey, and then, like, the part with the phone is, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
That weird. And then also him, like, getting scared by Donovan. You would think that after all his years in the agency that wouldn't, like, that trip wouldn't work anymore, but somehow it did.
True.
And also I love about this scene is you can just see, like, how much Jason really cares about Tasha, because he's like, you know, I don't think I'll go, but the minute he heard, like, she was the one that was kidnapped, he was like, oh no, I have to be there. Like, when are we going?
Yeah.
Save my wife.
Which is why they're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Yes. I absolutely love that scene. Yeah. So great. Like, what were your, like, thoughts when they got those first two scenes?
Yes. Okay. My favorite out of the first two scenes. You said you were asking our favorite out of the first two scenes,
like your initial, like, thoughts and, like, what came to your mind when hearing them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so for the first scene, do you want to make me up? Okay, for the first scene, I think one of my initial thoughts, and we were listening to it again, you know, to, like, refresh your memory and stuff, and so I was reminded of the in the webisode for this episode talking about how Molly was the intended voice for Tasha at first. And I was thinking, mm-hmm. I was like, do I like Tasha now or, like, Molly's voice first?
I feel like the person who played Molly sounded a tad young.
She did.
Or at least for Jason.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe Monty. Maybe she could be for Monty.
What? Molly and Monty?
Yes.
I mean, your names sound cute together, like M and M. It's perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Like Mitch and Maureen.
Oh my gosh.
New ship.
Yes, oh, yeah. Like we're finding a new ship every episode.
I know. This is gonna be so bad. I also really, I thought it was kind of weird. I was thinking Blackguard and Dolls in the same scene.
I know. That's kind of creepy.
I could not get that. It was just weird. I cannot picture him, like, calling on the phone. Yes, I'm ready. I'm going to order a doll for my granddaughter.
It's like him with a granddaughter, like, just a thought?
Yeah.
It's like, weird.
Yeah, like, is he even that kind of a person? Like, it's just weird. To me, I thought it was weird. But this scene also makes me scared of toy shops now.
I don't really talk about dolls.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm scared of
toy shops. I don't really talk about dolls being evil anyway. Yeah. So.
Too much Toy Story.
I was just about to say when mentioning Black Earth, that was like one thought that came to my mind when he was talking to Mustafa, and he was like, Mustafa was like, are you sure that like getting Tasha is like important to us? And he was like, oh yes, she is vital to our goals. So it makes me wonder, what was like Black Earth's whole like, did he maybe even have known about maybe her and like maybe her, I don't even know about the research, but maybe the connection, what would happen later on, like, because it seemed like all we planned with like every the other events that transpired in like the castle and him for him to die. Mm-hmm. It was like, did he know that Tasha connected to Jason, or it just, it's like, I wonder how they would like go more into that in the books.
True, yeah. Like, because it seems like something's off there a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like there's something else that we don't know.
There is.
Yeah. Probably.
I know, yeah. I can't wait until book six comes out. But yes, you definitely should check those out. They're really, really good.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, now that we got the recommendation, okay, we have to.
We have the PDF, so.
Yes.
Okay. And then, yeah, and then the next scene, we have where they arrive at the toy shop and they're going over it to figure out what happened. And I love how this scene, like, we definitely see how much, like, how close Jason and Tasha are, how much they know of each other, like, the back of their hands. And, like, with the codes and everything, I thought it was so cool. Like, this is so
cool.
Two of them. It's so sweet. I don't know. I'm always, like, couples having these things just between the two of them.
Oh yeah. It's just how close they are, like, all these, like, secret chemistry.
And also, it makes sense that Philby was, like, looking back on it, a double-crosser, because he's, like, either he was, like, the worst agent ever, or, like, he didn't do anything. Jason was, like, doing all the work, like, figuring everything out. You were just sitting back there doing nothing, like, what is this?
That's very true.
I'm wondering how he ever got that job in the first place. Yeah,
I know.
How do you even make it through all the tests all the and everything?
Yeah.
And I always thought the idea of like that little game where like they took out all the vowels of a word. I was like, wow, that's really clever, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That's
so smart.
Our headcanon that like whenever they have to do like a stakeout or like we're bored on a mission, they would just entertain themselves during that game.
Oh.
Yeah, in fact, one of our recent fan fictions we wrote, we included like the first time they did that game in there.
Oh really?
I just
love the little tidbits that we have for their relationship. Like, I wish that Odyssey would do that. Like, I want to see like future, like present episode of the two of them. But like, if they won't give us that, then like when the past, like during their first case together, because we get the impression that they were partners a lot.
So. Yeah.
Ooh,
that would be quite
neat.
Yeah,
we have such great ideas. They should like, you know, listen and give us what we want because we think it's true.
I know. It's a little bunch of letters like, hey, here are ideas, write them.
I know.
Like, you know, you don't have to think it through. We can write it. We can do all the hard work. It's right there. You know, what's stopping you?
And then you guys get hired on and basically turn with Adventures in Odyssey into everything about Tayson.
Yeah, we could like, I don't know, get like the rights to the show, at least some characters, and like do our own spin-off show, just focus on
Oh yes, that'd be so cool.
Just be called Tayson.
Yeah! Adventures of Tayson. I love it.
Yes, we know there'd be a bunch of people that would like sign up to listen to that. It's like great.
Yeah.
And then we have the next scene where Jason and Phoebe arrive at the castle in Interlaken. And well, they're basically just staking out the place. So what do you guys think of like, what were your thoughts about this whole scene, how it went down, everything that transpired? You know, like Jason getting knocked out. Yeah.
I know. All I have to say, I'm going to quote Tasha in, Love is in the Air, when she said that he was, what did she say? when she was like, was it dangerous and reckless?
Reckless.
Yeah. Yeah. When Sophie's yeah. like, reckless. It's like, yes, you are.
I just want to know, like, how close was he to this castle that he could be spotted? Like, was he thinking I can just, like, go in there and, like, take all these people on by myself?
I know.
I mean, he did say he was going to call the cavalry, but I'm just like, he must have been really, like, close to it for them to see him and not, like, he fell to him. You know, of course he was a double crosser, but still. You know?
I know.
I blame Jason all the way.
And I love that line where it's like Mustafa's like, what's your name? Like, your name's Bond.
Yes.
I love that.
Classic Jason humor. I love it.
I know.
Yes. It's like our thing where it's funny looking back at it when he was a kid, how serious he was. And like generally like it's hard to imagine he becomes such like had such a sense of humor himself. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like he went from being the judge to what we don't know.
I know he actually has some more character than he used to than before, I would say. He has a lot more character. I love it.
Yes, so do I.
I know, Tonson Coleman.
I know.
He's amazing.
So good. I know, right? I can just listen to Jason episodes all day and be like, perfectly. Yeah.
That's more fan fictions based off of it.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I have, like, so many ideas about, like, Jason and him growing up. And, like, did he maybe, like, have this first developed sense of humor as, like, a coping mechanism or at least be more like his brother Ooh. After his death? It could be interesting to think about that.
Ooh, yeah, that's really deep.
As we go deep.
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that. Because, like, in the very first episode, that him and Jana came episode was
that? Was the Mortal Coil.
Yeah, the Mortal Coil. Yeah, he was
so...
the character of Jason was very different. You would never have thought he was a spy. Like...
And he was just kind of dry and pasty, I guess.
Yeah. He just was like, and I guess because it was also like a serious time, but like he was
just kind of wild a little bit.
Yeah, he was just kind of like, watching paint dry. I guess that's how I describe his personality. Like, he's just very bland. So I'm glad that they made him have a lot more personality
and humor
and character angles. Yeah.
Yeah, I just love him. He's so great. Well, anyways, Jason gets knocked out. He's like taken into like the castle. I almost kind of wish we would see like when they brought in there and Tasha, like she's like shaking her head, like I probably knew this would happen.
Yep. Like, this is the guy that I hang out with all the time. He gets captured.
Yes, I can just see it right in my head right now. Yeah. Like, I sent you the message. Tell me, get out of here. Not for you to get captured yourself. Like, what were you
doing? Right.
And I love how, like, he just wakes up and, like, they have that banter that we were talking about earlier. I know.
Yes.
It's so great between the two of them. It's like, feels like really, like, they play so well off each other. If you tell them,
they do. Yeah. Like, even as actors, you can really tell
the chemistry between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
It's really good.
It's even more amazing when you think about. We probably saw it like the webisode, the official podcast, how they have to actually play Molly and you're like, oh no, she's not gonna work, she's too young and everything. And so they basically mm-hmm. went to another room in the studio and they found like her being there, like, hey, you know, why'd you come over here and try for the role of Tasha? Because we need somebody. And she ended up reading for the part, like, you're perfect, like you're hired, like you're Tasha. It was like perfect, like it was providential. They found the absolute perfect person, like on their first try. They didn't even like do like, I don't know, a chemistry test or anything.
I know. Because Molly had no chemistry whatsoever with
Jason. Oh, no, you didn't.
You know, speaking of Molly, what do you think happened to her? Because in like the next part, Tasha's like, poor girls, like, poor, what happened to Molly?
I know. Yeah. I think maybe she was talking about emotionally, maybe.
Or she was scared.
Just kind of maybe almost, let me see, because she was the one in the first scene, so she sent the package. And she mm-hmm. sent the package. So I don't know, maybe she, but I don't think they hint at anything about her maybe getting captured. So maybe she was just emotionally distraught, maybe, I would say. Mm-hmm. Because she also did sound really young. So
sounds nervous.
Yeah, and nervous in the first scene. So maybe she was, I don't know, what do you guys think?
Well, I think that's probably true. Maybe they like found her somewhere and like we're like used different measures to get the information from her. I'm guessing. I don't know. That'd be really scary for her though. Like, what happened?
And then we never hear from her again.
Yeah, it's like one of the more like darker episodes. I see. It reminds me of like, you know, Greg Kelly, the computer thief, and Wayland the Windy City, and like,
ooh, yeah,
why not, like take care of him. We're like, okay. totally got those vibes.
Yeah, very parental warning needed.
Yeah,
like all adults are like guns.
I know, like jumping out of windows and running to vans with only one limp and stuff. So.
Yes, and then of course we have the part where they bring Dr. Blackard in, and then we have like the whole part when Macy calls her like my dear, and Jason's like my dear, like
my dear. I know, we were talking about that, and we were talking about this when we heard it. We were like, I wonder if like they had sort of a platonic kind of flirtatious relationship, because then Jason was like, what? And she was like, can it? So like, did they have maybe not dating or anything, but sort of platonic flirting-ish, which is weird because I picture Blackard to be kind of old, so. Well, he is. He's like, that's too far from Mr. Whittaker's age. That's weird.
Well, yeah, you definitely tell Jason's a little bit jealous. It's one of the things that Alyssa and I discussed. Like, I think they're like, everyone at the agency talks about Jason and Tasha, like, how, like, speculating, are they together or aren't they? Like, what's happening between them? I mean, John obviously knew how close they were. He's like, I thought you should know. Like, he probably knows that they like each other a lot.
That's true too. Maybe Blackard, since everybody kind of knew, maybe Blackard was like just doing that to make him jealous. who's to say that he didn't know who Jason was.
True, technically,
he could have, like, maybe he knew. That's one thing, like, he seemed really surprised when he found out like Jason was related to Whit, but like, what if it was all like, I don't know,
an act?
Yeah, true. Dr. Blackard, he's like, he knows everything, basically.
Pretty much.
It's hard to imagine he wouldn't, like, at least have some idea who Jason was.
I know.
And then we have the part when Mustafa comes in, and basically he's like, we're about to, like, make an example that the whole world will see if they, like, resist our power. And so he comes in and is like, you know, Dr. Blackard and Tasha, you're going to be the witnesses. And like, Jason's like, you know, what about me? And he's like, upon you, I bestow the greatest honor of all. And he's like, and the thing is, what makes that line even better is like, you found out that was actually ad-libbed. So
I know.
And yeah, and then I was like, and when I first heard this part, I was like, oh, okay, like, what's going to happen? Like, what's going on? Like, Jason just came back out. he has, like, this arranged and everything. And then all of a sudden, you just, like, hear, like, basically a bunch of people, like, storming the place. Like, some, I don't know, without some walls tumbling down or something.
I know. That's what I'm wondering. I'm pretty sure that that's, like, the whole thing being destroyed. Yeah. Like... Blackard's castle all over again, I'll say.
I have to say one thing. For a person who thought he was about to die, Jason was like very calm and like very humorous. Like, I was like, wondering, thoughts were going through his mind. Like,
I know.
I know for a fact that would not be me. And then, like, I don't even know how that's like possible.
I know, like. And I guess same with Tasha too, but like Tasha, it's interesting because we were talking earlier in the first scene, Tasha was calm and she was interacting with Molly while Molly was frantic, but in this scene she was a little bit more well, I guess sort of frantic when she was like, oh my gosh, Mr. Blackguard, and but Jason's
just like,
like,
oh, playing it cool.
Yeah. It was like, this is a close call, dude.
Yeah. But I guess maybe because I guess in both scenarios, you know, who knows how close she was with Blackguard, like, you know, outside, you know, that Jason didn't know. Maybe sure. They had a mission together. Dun dun dun.
Ooh. That sounds really interesting. Like, even if it happened, I may, like, you know, write some stuff about it happening. And that would be so weird. Like, she would actually, but actually so interesting, because if that was, like, actually canon, she would have, like, basically worked with, like, these, like, Wit and worked with Blacker, like, and they're, like, arch enemies. So, in a way, yeah. That would be so weird. And it's so, like, epic at the same time.
I know. Yeah, I could totally see that. Maybe that's what she was like, a bit more like caring about him in that scene.
More emotional.
Yeah, more emotional.
Yeah, it's also interesting on how Jason didn't know who like Blackguard was. It's like Wit really doesn't really tell him that much, does he? Like,
I know. I seriously thought, like, wouldn't he at least have like at least have heard of the name of Blackguard?
Like, this is all like.
Yeah.
Yes, like basically, I get maybe it would have like he had to tell Jason a little bit about applesauce, but it's basically like he didn't tell Jason about the whole incident with like, you know, it shutting down everything in the shop, Lucy getting injured, Blackheart's castle burning to the ground, and all the other kind of stuff he kept it up.
Yeah.
He didn't even know about Richard Maxwell when he came and took Richard Maxwell and Philip Glossman. So of course he wouldn't know about Blackguard,
right? Yeah, and then it proceeds to like utter chaos. Like, I love how when Mustafa's like so angry in this scene when he finds out Blackguard betrayed him. It's like, and then I just love the music too. It's like, so yeah. Like, John's like, look out! And it, like, and then the whole sound of him being stabbed with syringe, I'm like, I heard.
Yeah, I know. It's so violent.
I know. Like, you can feel it. Like, it was that.
I know.
Like,
it's so gross.
I couldn't believe it when I first heard it.
Yeah. You can feel it
in your imagination.
Yeah, like you heard like the syringe. I'm like super. I'm like, isn't that loud? Or that's not loud. It sounded like they pressed it in. It was awful. And then you scream. Like, your scream was it was so scary. Oh my gosh.
And then like we have the scene part where he's like, basically he's supposed to be like just dying there on the floor, and he's like, you know, I guess Natasha, I guess I will be needing that doll after all. And he's like, Jason, tell your father I'm sorry. And then he's supposed to raise his last. I remember in the car as our parents were there, and I was like, oh no, like I didn't know he was dying.
I know, and then he like heard his last breath too. It was so,
I know, that was kind of emotional. Scary.
Parental warning.
I know, like there was nothing in the beginning of this episode. Like,
I know,
and it's like crazy because the next time Jason sees Blackguard is like when he's in Odyssey. So it's like, wait a second. Not only did I think you were dead, but you supposedly died for me. So, what's happened?
I know.
And what happened between now and then?
That would be crazy. I wouldn't know how I would process that one. Yeah. So I have another question. Like, okay. When you first heard this, well, I don't know. I guess you heard like the Blackguard, like the Jonathan Dawn first. You know that he didn't die. But like, if you heard this first, did you think he was actually dead or no?
No. I wouldn't have thought he was dead. Honestly, no. Because I personally would, well, if I heard, yeah, I think if I heard this first, I would have thought, okay, well, there's a possibility that, especially after they said that it was, that the virus wasn't real, then I would have been like, okay, probably not. He's probably alive. And, you know, and maybe he was just injured because of that, you know, that sharp needle going in him like that. In that way. So yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember entirely. I think we could have I believe that we heard the Darkness Before Dawn episodes first, so we didn't die, but I would just say, either way, this still that was still an intense scene.
It was.
It was really freaky and all the feels.
That was pretty violent.
Yeah, especially that scene, because like I always picture this scene in my head, what it looks like. So they're like in a dark, like it's a room in the castle, but it's like maybe not much stuff in there, but it's like gray walls and everything.
Kind of hollowish.
Yeah, hollow. And so like they're kind of like all in there, and then I just see like everybody sort of like brushing up on each other. And, you know, as, like, stuff is flying and syringes going into people.
Oh,
and it's just sort of, like, a tussle kind of thing. And I just picture, like, Blackguard, like, just, like, you know, getting some of the syringe. And he's, like, on the ground. And it's, like, all dramatic. And everyone's, like, what do we do? And then Mustafa's, like, on the one run. That's, like, trying to, like, grab him. Yeah, it's dramatic. This is why I don't listen to
my list. Yeah. Imagination.
Yeah, this is one of the episodes on my list that I don't listen to at night.
It's funny because that's exactly how I picture it looking. And you have to be rather sweet, like really like a soundproof cell, because like where did all those like soldiers in the front of the castle go? Like they either that or like either they went away somewhere or like filled. There was a bunch of other agents who stormed the place in order to overtake it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, who knows? It was so great. We can go. Okay. Well, in the beginning of the second part is like when they're recounting everything that happened. And it's like, I like to cover Jace is like a bit more sovereign than each thing that Blacker is like dead. And it's like really like interesting when you first be like, we listened back on it, knowing that he wasn't. I didn't really, but like, did someone check for a pulse? Either that was a very strong, like, what was it? It was, what was it, like a medicine?
Like
or
a vitamin complex.
A vitamin complex. You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, you know, he's collapsed and he's not really breathing. He must be dead. You know, that's not bothered to really check.
Totally, because he ended up being alive anyway.
Right.
And that's a good point. Then why would they assume that he was dead? This sounds like a bigger problem here then.
I know.
Yeah, unless it had like Blacker like paid off the doctor who was to come and check him. So like,
yeah.
It was like,
paid him not to check his pulse.
What?
Yeah, that's really. I wonder if they'll address in the books, like coming up.
Yeah.
Here, what happened then?
That could sound really underhanded, especially since you know he technically was alive.
Ooh.
And we saw him later. That's really creepy.
It's creepy.
Yes, that would definitely be something.
Yeah,
in this scene we hear that basically the Ryoku virus, like once exposed to air and anything else, basically just dies and only be like dangerous if it's directly injected into a person. Mm-hmm. And that was like very interesting. Like that's another thing I'm wondering, like with the with Natasha and knowing her knowing everything, like how did she keep a secret that long? And like I mean, these people must have been clueless in like, you know, biology or chemistry or something. I mean, she said they couldn't understand it, so they hired her. But I'm just saying, that's like a really dumb thing to do. You basically just broke into a lab and just took something and like, the stuff you can like die just from like touching it without like wearing like a special like clothing or something.
Like,
for all they know,
got
the wrong stuff. But then again, she did say they wanted to know they stolen the right thing. But that's like kind of stupid, but. Which is reminds me another thing. Like they said that the Rakistanis had removed Hans, like murdered him. So I'm like, in the book, I don't spoil anything, but they have like scenes with Tasha working with him. So I know that they knew she was like a Rakistani herself, but like, wouldn't she be like in danger or like being, I don't know, punished for it too? Like, how did she get out of there, like from working with him to like being hired by Red Scorpion? It'd be interesting to
see
the story behind that one. Yeah, like they just saw her, what? Like, oh, like you're not the main person, but you are qualified, so we'll just take you. Like, let's go. Loyal to our cause or anything like that.
And then they just turned their backs on her.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, and then it cuts to when we hear Jason and Odyssey and Wit's in for the first time, so that's awesome.
Yes.
And then, of course, the first interaction with Eugene. And I want to say one thing. I definitely miss Jason and Eugene's friendship. I wish they had more episodes, like, right
yeah,
now.
I agree.
Honestly, like, some of the most iconic episodes feature them together, like The Search for Wit, Love is in the Air. Like, I really want to hear more of that.
Yes,
love relationship. And they should do the reverse where, since Eugene is actually married, where he's trying to give Jason dating advice, like in, you know, the reverse of the right choice.
That would be so awesome because I mean that was hysterical. The advice he gave him.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like,
the wedding and get your wife.
Yeah, I think part of it was, he was like, Jason's reckless anyways, but I think he was even more emboldened by the fact, like, this was after he and Tasha, like, broken up permanently. He's like, hey, mine may not work out, but you definitely have to make sure yours works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably was it. Yeah. And maybe also he wasn't thinking not clearly as he normally would because of like all that he just been through.
Yeah.
Plus the jet lag.
I just love it. Eugene is so like rational, likes to think everything out. Like everything has like a logical, like there has to be a logical reason for everything he does. And Jason's like, he loves to act recklessly. He just jumps right into everything without somebody's thinking of the consequences. So I just love it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, just go charge.
Tasha said it, he was reckless.
And so Eugene brings Jason like this mysterious package, and Jason sees it's like Tasha's handwriting. And then basically, before he gets a chance to open it, he gets a phone call from Tasha, and basically saying that she's there. And then goes out and they meet. And I wonder like where were they? You know, could it possibly have been like at Chuka Lake McAllister Park? Was it out?
Yeah.
Like where were they? I just like to know.
Yeah.
But hey, nonetheless. We got an official date. I'll take it.
A walking date.
Yeah, we got, I'll take it. We got a date. We just don't know much about it.
Yes. And not only that, but some big revelations as well. Like the part when she was saying that, like TA4 would H how the A stood for Avery. It was like, you work with my father on this?
I know. I didn't even know. Like,
I know.
But yeah, that's another thing. I would like to know, like, love to hear the scene when Tasha first works with Wit. Like,
yeah.
Did she put the pieces together on her own that basically she knows his son? Like, I don't, like, how much does the agency divulge about different agents? Like, do they say, like, who's there if you're working for them? Or, like, I don't know. or, like, maybe they've been, like, hung out together, but... Jason didn't know that Wit and Tasha were working together. It's like, I knew you were friends, but like, you've been this close working on something. Tasha.
Yeah. And like, what would it have been like if Mr. Whitaker found out that they were dating? Because ooh, then it's like,
no, that's
like,
what,
oh yeah, what about Tasha?
Right.
Okay, like, yeah.
I'm dating her.
So you like eloped her. Like,
yeah.
Ooh. That's what I definitely had to know. Like, we know that, and For Whom the Wedding Bells Toll, Connie was like, you're about to get married with your dad. Like, did Wit know that Jason was engaged? Did he know?
Right.
Like, how much information did Jason tell Wit?
I know.
Because Connie said, you almost got married without telling your dad. Yeah. So I'm like, how much did you not tell him?
Right. I'm like, you have to tell your dad. Come on. Like, but maybe he didn't tell him because he knew that he would get the same response that Jack did. Okay. So he was like, well, I don't want him flying down here just to say that.
he's gone somewhere. So it's the perfect time for us to get hitched. So
yeah.
It's right now. We can explain it later.
Yeah. But that's going to be such a hard explanation, though. Because it's like, when you come and go, oh, yeah, this is my wife, who also happens to be the person you work with in the agency. Great.
Since when?
Exactly.
Yeah, the Wit's reaction would have been priceless. Yeah,
I know.
I guess this is a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I wonder how much, though. That's one thing I really wish the writers would tell us. Like, how much did Tasha know the family? Did she know? Was she ever like? Did Jason ever invite her there to see his dad, his sister, his nephew, and niece? Like, I wanted to know. Like, did they really know her as like a friend? I mean, a friend in quotation marks, or like, or like no one had absolutely no clue about her existence, or maybe just. Only a little bit they heard from Jason once in a while.
Yeah. And what would Jana's reaction be? Yeah, of Tasha. Like, would she have even liked her? Like, I can't imagine them, like, I can't imagine them
going out for lunch. Or,
yeah. And they're like, and them getting along. I just feel like they'd be so opposite. Awkward.
Yeah,
and she could just take her off like a little girl's date and be like, you know, be like all chill and casual at first, and she was like, okay, so how do you feel about my brother? Like the whole like big sister thing going for her.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have so many ideas, like we need to get the spinoff. We'll like we'll do everything. Just writers, please give it to us.
I know.
If you're listening, AO writers, you know who to contact. Four crazy girls that love Jason and Tasha.
Yes. So please, we need this to happen.
I know.
And I love how Jason, after their date, he comes in. You can tell how like, giddy he is. And it's like, you know, he answers the phone, like, hello, like, Tasha. Like, he automatically seems to her like she's calling right after she left. And he's like, no, it's me. And I'm like, oh, Donovan, it's you.
Yeah.
I want to let down.
That's almost like creepy, almost. Like, you're thinking it's something that you like this other moment, it's not.
Yeah, you think you're gonna like a call from your girlfriend, but it's your boss instead.
Yeah,
like you're really expecting her to call back just now.
I know. And the way he said it, he was like, Tasha.
Anyway, you find it from Donovan that basically Mustafa's escaped, and well, they fear that he's going after Tasha, and then like you and also saying like. Basically, we get from the scene as well that Tasha basically just took off and she just went there to Odyssey without telling Diamond first. And like, you know, how many times, like, this is like her first time, like, how many times have the two of them just like gone off on their own? Because that was like they've done some of these stunts before and I pulled some of them. So I like to know that. Yes. And like, I think like Diamond doesn't like mention the scene, like, he knows that she, like, Tasha, like, the package or something. You were like, yeah, I think could have been this scene where Jason said that she had like deciphered like the whole formula. I think scene. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you know, Jason's like, I mean, Donovan's was like, that was so much a foolish thing to do. It's like,
yeah.
He was like, well, maybe, but we don't have time to talk about that now. Like, you know, we have to figure out what we're gonna do, and you could just tell how, like, Jason's like, not again, like, I thought this was all over, we could finally, like, spend some time together, and now
he's
again. Yeah, and then he's like, okay, I'll call Tasha, and he's like, Tasha, the thing I need to tell you, was like, no, the thing I need to tell you, was like, Mustafa! I just, like,
this is one thing to the next.
Yeah, he's shocked but not totally surprised. Like, of course they would like get her before I could get to her.
Right.
And also this is also another scene where he's like so protective of her and is like, if you harm one hair on her head, I'll like, you know, it cuts off, but you know, you can still but he was so serious, like, you'll regret it if you do something to her. So,
you can hear, like, the steam coming out of his ears and his face red.
Like, don't you go around messing with her.
I know my girl.
Yeah. I'm a woman.
And I love how Jason, like, he picks up, like, he says, I'm, like, decided to contact you directly so that Tasha doesn't use her lovely eyes and to send you another message. And, like, I love how they put that in there so, like, to the observant listener, you can pick it up, like, hey, how'd he know that?
I know. So I guess it's obvious that everybody knew that they liked each other.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's obvious. Even the enemy knew.
And yeah, so, like, Jason, like, hangs up, like, he can calls Dom and like, I see, like, I got a plan. He's like, I love how, like, I think they purposely like fought in this scene because like Jason knew the line was bugged. So it's like, I don't work for you anymore. It's like, this is like perfect. We tend to fight so the bad guys get thrown off.
Yeah.
Like, usually, like, not like, like, first time I heard this, I don't really think I picked up on that. But the second time, I was like, when he mentioned Codebreaker too, like, he was basically like, telling Donovan, like, we can't really talk that much in this line because it's bugged. So, like, let's just, like, have pretend that, like, you ordered me not to do anything and, like, have a fight or something so that whatever we do, it's more, like, unpredictable. I was like, that's such a clever thing. Like, you would have thought of that.
Yeah.
And then the next scene is when they meet, I think they meet, like, the park.
Gazebo,
yeah. So what were your thoughts on this scene?
The scene with the, refresh my memory, because I went back, let me grab my notes.
It's like before they go to Wits End, Jason shows up at the gazebo, and Mustafa's there and has like the fake formula and like a package, and then
and what's his name gets ready to jump out of the window. Yeah, well, we get to that scene after when when he jumps out of the window. Yeah, this scene was quite interesting. It felt like a standoff slightly. It was kind of like, you know, sort of like, you know, the package for the woman of my dreams.
Oh my.
Yeah, I totally pictured it.
Yeah. And then he's kind of like, and then he's like, well, let me make sure that this, Mustafa's like, let me make sure that this package is legit first, because I know how crazy he is about this girl and that he'll just do anything just to get him. So I need to make sure it's legit first before I run up about it.
And she's like, don't do it, Jason. And he's like, yeah. I'm sorry, Tasha. I care too much about you to let them hurt you. It's like,
Oh, no.
Yeah, I melt a little inside every time I hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it so much.
I know. I kind of wish that this scene that somebody makes a, well, this whole episode, but especially this scene, I kind of wish that somebody made an animated clip of it, because I would love
you
to
should.
See it. Well, I don't know how to do that. Hey, but I'm just saying, like, it would be so cool if somebody did.
Yeah, that's one thing I definitely want to learn to do. It would be awesome if I learned how to animate, like, professionally. Like, it doesn't have to look like, absolutely perfect, but, like, at least dummy looks relatively decent. So I can, like, I know. Like,
yeah.
That would be so cool.
I know, like, these episodes, like, they... Like, the whole show, like, inspires you to do, like, a bunch of things that you normally do, not normally do, just so, like, you see it, like, play out, like, on screen or something, because
the episode is really
cool, but, like, imagine what this would look like it was actually visual.
It would be so much worse, like, worse in the sense of how, like, how crazy
how it would be portrayed.
Yeah,
it could be.
Like, imagine in a version of the scene when they're in the castle we were talking about earlier with the surrendering the with that whole scene when they're in there, and that'd be crazy.
That'd be
castle.
Creepy.
It would be.
I know.
When people like, think it.
So like any like people who are really good at drawing or like animators out there, if you listen to this, can you like please like do that scene, you know?
Anybody.
Yeah. That would be so cool.
Yeah, and then comes the dramatic scene at Wits End. And I just like love how the sound effects are awesome and just the acting is really great. And like Jason's still like he's more calmer in this scene. He's like, okay. And it's like just calmly is like taking his time typing in the code. I love how he's like talking out to Mustafa and Philby what he knows. He's like,
it's such a Whitaker move.
You guys think you're so smart, don't you? Like, I have this all figured out. Like, I know you, Felby, like, you, not like, really on our side. You're on, like, well, supposedly their side. Like, you know, I can see right through you. And then it's like, and he's like, Tasha, like, he blew your cover. Like, what?
I know. It's like, such a Whitaker way to do that. Like, to, like, secretly. Like what is the word, not secretly, but like slide the truth in there like that.
Like
casually.
Like just a nice little subtle touch. It's like great. I love it. It reminds me of Axum's limo when Agent Helston like double cross Tosh like get Agent Helston out of my sight. You can tell, like, she's like, I just imagine her looking at Felly like utter disgust, like, how dare you? Like, you did. I don't know. I just see it in my mind's eye. Like, she could like literally punch him at that moment, if not for the they were outnumbered and Felly had the gun. She's strong. We heard what she did to Mrs. Mado.
Yes, she did.
And then I just love how, like, when Jason figures out that Philby's double crossing Mustafa, like, you're the small item, Mustafa. Like, what? Ow, traitor! Like, now you get to feel what we felt.
Exactly.
And then, like, when another thing, when he opened the safe, I was like, how can he punch in these numbers so calmly? Like, there's no
exactly.
way. Like, his hand is, like, so steady. You're like,
and, like, not mess up.
So you wouldn't
either.
Be shaking your hand, like,
like,
scared.
Just doing casually, like, okay, I'm just putting this in. Having casual conversation. Oh, yeah, he's the bad guy in the room. Okay.
And then he says, open now. Like, the whole, like, room was, like, it sounds like shatters. Like, this whole, like, it's like pandemonium happens. I don't know. I just like imagine like sparks flying out of the computer. Or I don't know. Like, what was
that?
Almost like a bunch of fireworks, but not like color, but just like, I don't know. You're like, what's that powerful to like?
Like a laser?
I don't know. Like, like, you know, to break, like something like that, and like all that noise.
Yes.
Like, and the other thing is, like, how did he like get that programmed in just a few hours? Like, where do you go to buy that stuff? Like,
I know. He's a Whitaker. He's got connections everywhere.
He's like, that's amazing.
I know. He's a Whitaker.
Yep.
And yeah, and Tasha's just in awe of it. Like, you know, and like, you know, better like, she's like, oh, like, I'm glad you like to know that you planned this. Otherwise, you have bad electrical in this place or something. Like, something. It's like, that is definitely something she would say.
Yeah. They have everyone, like, you know, arrested and rounded up. And then, like, Mustafa just jumps. I just, it's like, the way he like screams, like, the rebels should never die. Never!
I totally picture that scene because it's just weird. Like, I can't imagine him just jumping. How many stories was he? That he jumped out of the building he jumped out of?
I think it was like two or three.
He just jumps out. I can picture it.
Like, without a parachute or anything.
I feel like scared on my mind. Like, the highest I jumped was like, I think it was like 12 feet, but that was into a pool, and I was like still kind of scared.
Yeah.
And it's so at, like, our house, and like,
how the fact that you made it.
Like, what, 15, 16 feet? Like, not me.
Yeah, I was like,
and you're just like flying in the air like that. You're just like in air going down, and then the fact that he makes it with a lip.
When I first heard, I was like, did he even actually make it?
Yeah,
like, did he die or something?
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, he's
coming out with a lip.
Yeah,
like, what?
it's so crazy. Child's like, go after him. Like, I'm still handcuffed.
Yeah,
I just know how I imagine it. Like, Jake just kind of like slowly gets ready to phone, like trying to pick it up, and like. Down the number for the police. The thing is, I'm just wondering, like, when the police show up, like, how do they explain that? Like, do you have, like, Felby over there handcuffed in the corner? The whole place is probably a desk. Tasha's handcuffed to a desk or something like that. And Jason's, like, handcuffed himself. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, just like a normal robbery. Like, these people just came in and, you know. Like, this definitely was not an undercover operation to, like, stop biological terrorism. It's classic. and then the scene with the car when Abdul just stops the car and Dr. Blacker just, like, appears out of the shadows. Like, I just imagine them, like, stopping. It's, like, at night and there's, like, mist and stuff and he just, like, comes out of nowhere. It's like, like he's seen a ghost or something.
That's so scary.
Yeah, and I just like the whole scene, the way he was so active, like, Earl Bowen did like such an amazing job. Like, he like shivers went like down my spine. I can feel it. Like,
I know. It felt like a horror movie in that scene.
In an audio form.
Yeah, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine. It's dark at nighttime. You're in your truck. I think he was like in a truck, right, or something like that. And you drive. You're driving. Then you kind of like slow down, and then out of the trees and the shadows on the side of the road comes a blackened figure there, and he's like, "Hello there." I was like, "Oh,
oh my goodness."
It's such a classic. I'm like, what was Abdul thinking? Like, what did Blacker do to him to make him like kill himself?
I know.
Especially drowning is like a terrible way to go. So I'm like, he couldn't have threatened him with anything else worse than that, I don't think.
Yeah.
But somehow he went for it. I don't understand that one. Like, when you're like, I don't know, maybe like tied Mustafa the car, and then once the car went over, he like opened the door and swam out. Like, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he really believed in Blacker. Who knows?
That is so creepy.
I hope that in like just gonna be other things like in the next book they go into that, like what made Abdul so devoted to Blacker, because like
why would you even want to in the first place?
It's like just Blacker, like a secret like cult following or something that we don't know about. Like that could be interesting. Maybe it's how he like recruits all these people to be like his minions and do everything for him.
Whoa. And maybe Richard was tied to it.
Yeah.
Maybe Richard was tied
to it.
Yeah.
And then we have like, I believe it was the final scene. And I just need to talk about it. I'm just thinking of it. It just, it's perfect. But anyway, back to the scene. Donovan's basically telling Tasha and Jason about how they found the car and Mustafa and Abdul were in it, and they assumed that they hit some ice and the car just went over the bridge into the water. Mm-hmm. And basically he thanks Jason for like the wonderful job he did, tells Tasha he wants to see the report on like his desk tomorrow afternoon. I couldn't write a report that fast. Like, how am I supposed to put everything? I don't know, maybe they get used to it. Like, that would be, you know, definitely a few thousand words, maybe like what, 10, 12, 20,000?
Yeah.
Like, Dom is like, Jason, are you sure you won't reconsider? But you're my best agent. I need you.
You never would have thought Donovan would have said that, considering that he's like a mix of like serious, like at the same time. Like, you never would have thought he'd say that.
And he's like, you know, like, are you sure? Like, why don't you just keep the phone? And like, you know, Jason's like, no, like, I've decided like that chapter of my life is closed. Well, at least for now, as we know. But
peace out, brother.
And Tasha's like, you know, Jason, you were born to do this. Like, how could you give this up? And he's like, because my father asked me to.
Wondering,
like, what happened? I know, like, he could have asked him to, like, look after his shop while I went to the Middle East, but it doesn't have to be, like, permanent. Couldn't Jason have taken, like, you know, like, a year or two leave? That's even a thing. Like, okay, guys, after a little while. Or was it, like, you know, permanent? Was, like, you know, or did, like, Whit, like, send him down? Was, like, Jason, I know you'd like it there, but I would really like it if you retire. You know, it's
true.
Who knows? Maybe I could tie into like him, them losing Jerry, like the fear of maybe.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I have a lot of ideas of what, how that could apply. Yes, so that's, oh, that's so emotional. I love Whit and Jason. I want some more of their father-son relationship. You know, we don't get enough of that on the show.
Yeah, I agree.
And of course, then comes the wonderful, the famous scene where
I love you in Morse code.
Yes, I know. Such a great idea. I love it. It's perfect for them.
I know. It's a symbol of their relationship.
Oh my.
I know, it's perfect.
I know.
It's not any better. It just, it just gives me all the feels. I don't know. It still does. I've heard it like what? 100 times, but still, it feels great. It never loses.
I know. It's timeless, really. It's like, oh.
It's so sweet.
Agents in love.
And the thing is, it means even more because as, of course, we're all aware that they originally were going to have it where Jason had previously proposed to Tasha. I just wonder, where mm-hmm. is that scene, that conversation? Like, if you listen carefully, you do hear, like, water in the back. So is it possible that before Jonathan came to say goodbye, they had, like, a nice long chat, like, at the water's edge or something?
I think so.
And you'd be like, you know, hey, I might, like, still, like, say no to proposal, but just so you know, maybe no's not, like, forever. Like, I still love you. after the conversation.
I think that's where it went, because it did say they were at Trickle Lake, and you can hear the water. So I think that's, it came before then. Makes you move better.
That is so sweet.
And I just have to say, I still accept this as canon. Just because it got cut from the episode does not mean that it did not exist. It does in my
world. Right.
The writers wrote it, they just had to cut it for time, which means it did happen.
Yes, it happened.
Just saying.
Which means that they shipped them too.
Yeah.
Oh,
which means we have to hear that New Year's Eve, because he referred to it as like the best New Year's Eve he ever had. So does that mean he proposed to her on New Year's Eve, like during a party?
Ooh.
I can just see it. Like maybe they threw like a celebration at like the agency's headquarters. Maybe they made like a ballroom or something. And all the agents were there. And then like he maybe could invite her out like a balcony if they had one, like a private room. Who knows? And just
ooh.
It could have been like at midnight or something. It would have just been perfect. I have to know.
I know we need a deleted scene, like an official one, like for this. We need one. We need it like fully recorded with the sounds and the actors and everything.
Yes, we certainly do. Like even if they have not recorded, I'm sure they like have the scripts there somewhere. They can just like dig them out of the vault and like bring in the actors. Like, okay, you know, we're supposed to have done this, like, you know, but we're still gonna do it anyway. So let's go with it. Yes.
I mean, it makes you more special. That's why I like the two of them a lot, because you know how much they love each other. Because in the book, there's a scene where I'm not giving anything away, but Tasha's like leaving for Switzerland, and she's like, "Oh, Donovan, tell Jason I said hi." So,
oh.
It just shows you she always thinks about him.
that's so cute. Sweet.
Yes. And so, like, I was like, I became even more obsessed with this couple since after the Rigel revelations. But, like, she was there.
Especially since we didn't think we were going to see her again, since they said that wasn't likely.
Yes, I was like, okay, we had accepted it. We had like moved on the best we could, and now suddenly this happens and like now you're just gonna keep me waiting in suspense, like you can't do this to me, you can't do
this. Like, bring her back. That was horrible.
The sooner the better. I'm like, okay, listen, Maura, you've already like done these different games, you know, why don't we like just like accidentally like let it slip to Jason. Like, you know, you're already doing all this kind of stuff and you know that would drive Jason crazy, so you might as well just do it.
I know.
Have Maury set them up on a date. He finds out about Jason's past and how he's connected to Mr. Whitaker. Finds out in a file that he dated Tasha.
and sets up a scenario.
It's like he's already done all these, like, you know, set all these different scenarios to other people. So do one for good, just like set Jason and Tasha up.
Exactly. Yeah. Why not?
And what would be your like dream scenario for like the two of them seeing each other again?
Oh, okay, you go first. You
okay, go first. Let's think.
Oh, this is so. Oh, this is gonna. This is a good question.
Oh, dream scenario. That could be crazy. I don't know. Maybe she comes back to town again for something.
Like another mystery.
But maybe something happens and she has to come back, runs into him at wit's end.
Ooh.
It was like, who do I know? Or maybe something happens to her, she has to go to Triple J Antiques.
Oh.
Doesn't know if he's running it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's the thing. Does like she know that he's running an antique shop now? Because obviously we know she knows he's not dead and that he's and that he's living back in Odyssey. Like, how much does she know? Like she must have like it's funny because we have like, this thing where all the agents were talking about this the great work of the stiletto, like how he's doing all this wonderful work. It's like, I wonder. Like that she figures out is Jason actually. Like a lot of the things that the stiletto has done, or like this undercover agent is playing the stiletto has done, as well as like the grinder, like a lot of things that like Jason would do. Like he would obviously go in there and try to infiltrate the place and do these things.
I know.
I also had to know how, I wish we had known how he stumbled upon those plaques though, like the whole Mean Mr. Girl, like what travel agent does he use?
I know.
It just happens to stumble upon like this plot for like a grand conspiracy scheme. I mean, like, awesome. I wish you know more of that backstory.
Yes.
But if she didn't like know Jason was working at the antique shop, or like, and if she came back to town, like, went in there for something, and she just like, what if she just froze after seeing behind the counter, like, and she was like, Jason, Tasha, that'd be so
surprise, surprise.
Like, what are you doing here?
Ooh. It was like, and he actually like you said, like, yeah, like just really saying, like, what are you doing here? It's like, no, like I work here. What are you doing?
Yeah. So that's a repeat of Love Is in the Air.
Pretty much.
Except it's a surprise. Yeah, and it's a bigger surprise.
Yes, yes. They have to like do. They have to. That's one episode we have to see again. Like I love doing like a Love Is the Air like two, you could say, but like you do with like modern like characters, like different ships happening and like
together. Okay. So now we have to talk about this. Yeah. Which ships?
Would you want in the episode?
Okay. So first of all, I have just one question. Are these for like adults? Are they for like I don't want to say kids. Okay, let's say middle school. like which age demographic? Like you can, I guess like well, I mean it could be like, you know, there's serious relationships and there's like some cute little precious put in there. Okay, what do you okay, so what do you want to start with? Of course, Jason and Tasha.
Yes.
Of course.
And then also, I know we're talking recently about like Jay and Zoe. If they were like,
oh yeah.
That would be like so hilarious. I think they would play that very well. Yes.
Yeah. Then let's say sharing a milkshake in a booth. Yes. And like, and he's like, have some Zoe, and then she's
great
like,
girl.
Yeah, Zoe goes, she's just like rolling her eyes, like, what am I even doing? Maybe she gets tricked into going on a date with him at Wit's End.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I mean, Jay does really like her a lot, so who knows, he could be really romantic.
Yeah,
he could. A little scene.
Oh,
a little scene around.
Okay, and who would be our third couple?
Ooh, I guess we have to say Buck and Jules, I guess. Buck and Jules.
Yeah, we can do that. And like, I thought we like also like bring other dimensions to the story because it would be like so funny if Connie would be like there and she's like, how is this happening? Like, my sister, like, she found someone serious.
I know. She's like, I'm like 32.
All right. Like,
know.
Yeah, like we joke like this, right? We'll be in a relationship for Connie. Yeah, we'll be married. I'm having kids before she is. Yeah, it's so sad.
I know.
I want her to get married. Bring
Mitch. She's back. Like 32.
I know.
So like, yeah, they should bring back Mitch now.
No, he's married now.
Yeah, no.
But like, what about Devin though? Like,
yeah, they dropped him off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I kind of wanted her to date Devin. I think they would have been weird, like dating my best friend's ex. But I think, but like. I think they would have gone on because they were both saying stuff like, oh, she's fun.
He's kind of nice.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you think Connie and Devin?
Well, I can see it. I think that now with Between the Lines, Penny is kind of, I guess, reconciled with him. Forgiving for you. Yeah, like talked it out. So it's not like there's like any unresolved awkwardness.
Yeah.
Like okay with it. Like I can see that. I mean, at this point, I literally count it. And like, how many single men are there in Odyssey?
Exactly.
Or at least none that appear regularly on the show. Like, besides Jason, like who can you count in this town?
Exactly.
No one in that sale. I mean, like Jeff shows up like once every blue moon and usually like in the club, so that doesn't really count. And yeah, there's no one else. Like Devin was like the most single guy and he was only there for like 2 episodes.
Exactly. Right.
And their ship name could have been Donnie.
Yeah. Let's go, Donnie, ship Donnie.
Yeah, there we go. Like that's, we're up to 2 new ships now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, and another taste on question. Like, how would first before that question, do you think would you prefer if Tasha is a Christian now or would you rather see a conversion story?
Ooh, I think I want a conversion story.
Yeah.
And
I want Jason to lead her to Christ. That's what I want in a conversion story.
Yes, we need one. Like, I love conversion stories. Like, the last one we had, like, the major one, we had Kelly, but, like, the other one, like, a major character or was, like, Eugene. So, you know, we're
overdue.
Yes, we definitely want to see this one. It would be, like, so special just to see that. I would really... too. Besides, I get to see like the writers writing it out. It would just be so special.
I know.
As like a character, and just you know coming to know the Lord, and two because that means they can get back together again. You know,
so, right?
Yes.
Get married and run JJ Antiques together.
Yes.
JJ Antiques.
Triple J and T Antiques.
Yeah.
That's a great day. And then if they got back together again, how long would you think till they got like re-engaged or married? Well, we can just do that. We can do like re-engaged and we can do like married then.
How long they would what?
How long do you think they would wait until they got re-engaged? And then from then, how long until they would get married?
I think for engaged, I think because, well, okay, coming from Jason's point of view, I think he'd probably want to get engaged pretty quickly.
He would.
Yeah.
He would.
Like, you know, maybe within the next, you know, maybe
6 months. I don't know.
Yeah, the next 6 months, but I don't think Mr. Whitaker would think it's a good idea though, because she'd be a new Christian. He's already an older Christian. So
realistically, more than that. But yeah, Jason dies 6 months.
Yeah, they feel like Jason on his side 6 months. Tasha maybe wanting to maybe wait a little bit so that she can like learn more about faith. And then I think for married, I think probably within the next 2 years. So I would say the next 2 years in our time, but for them, probably two albums.
Yes, I see it that way as well. But I love the idea you had of like Jason. It would make so much sense him wanting to rush into it, like Whitney, and like maybe this message is the best idea, and like maybe laughing over it, because it'd be like, that really would be interesting, you know, because even like for Christian couples, like there's sometimes they're like are still like split opinions about like different relationships and such. So that'd be really interesting to see if they like tackle that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, I mean, goodness knows the drama they had in their relationship. It only makes sense to have even more.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it all. Okay. Well, and final question of the day is, like, how many kids would they have and what would you name them?
Ooh. Okay, you want to go first on this one?
Okay, I think I could see them probably having at least 2 or 3.
Yeah, I agree. I can see 2 or 3.
Now, names? Ooh.
I think I already have names picked out, but you can go.
Let me think. No, you can go ahead. Because the only one I can think of right now is a Samuel. But
Samuel?
I can
get you a Samuel!
Oh my goodness. You can go ahead. I'll think of my other two.
Okay, so I think probably two kiddos, and naming one of them, maybe the girl, I'm thinking like boy and girl, and naming the girl Justine, and then the boy probably Tommy or Thomas. Yes, you know, doing the reverse of, you know, the first initial. So, yeah, that's what I think. I think it'd be really cute.
I could see a boy possibly being named Samuel for some reason. And then for a girl, for some reason, I could see maybe Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. I can hear Tasha saying Kelly.
Oh, that's so adorable. I love it.
Yeah, did you guys have names for their kids, and how many would you guys come up with?
Well, we thought of a few. I do like the ones you mentioned as well. I could probably see, like, if they had a son that Jason wanted to like honor his brother Jerry, maybe that'd be like a middle name or something. I prefer for like a girl. These are some of the names I like for girls. I like Emma a lot. For a second one, what was the other one? They're like Marie. I can see Tasha's middle name being Marie for some reason.
Oh, Tasha Marie. Oh, that's cute.
Yes, that would be really adorable. I'd also say like I'm assuming Tasha's parents like passed away at this point, so perhaps you want to do something like a note to them as well. Whether that be like their actual names or maybe like a shortened version or something that's similar. Something like that.
But that's so cute. I love it.
I know. I can like talk about their future all day. I mean, it's like funny. We're in real life, we're like talking about the kids.
I know.
So Phil Lawler, please bring Tasha back and let them and then get together and marry it and all the things.
Yes. Have the listeners plan it all.
Yes.
And
let us go.
But you don't even have to pay us. We just want it to happen.
Exactly.
Yes. We'll provide the scripts, the storylines, the names, the wedding date. Yes. Think of all this we'll be getting. It's the win-win for everybody.
Exactly. This is what we want for the show, and we think it's good. So just call us. You know how to reach us.
Yes, we are so available for this, and willing and ready and able.
Yes.
Well, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. This was a blast.
Time for some more ships out there.
Oh, yeah.
We can get the whole list of them.
We did.
Yes. This was so much fun.
We got to talk about Jason.
Yes.
Okay. I think like next time you guys are on here, we'll have to do another Jason episode, because there's always so much to talk about.
Yes.
Oh, and I was also thinking maybe we should announce our little creation upcoming to all our listeners.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I'll give you 2 of the honors.
Okay. So, as you all can tell, we're, you know, we're crazy.
We are.
About Jason and Tasha, but especially Jason. So, we decided to launch a Jason Whitaker fan site. Yay! For all the world to see.
You might think we're crazy, but hey, we're just four KZ-loving Odyssey fans.
Yes! It is cool. Do you guys want to announce the name since we announced you guys the same name?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. Yes, the new website is called JW1131. And if you're a true Jason Whitaker fan, you will understand the meaning of that name. So yes, it's called coming soon. So make sure if you love James like we do to check us out. So thank you.
Yes.
It's gonna be a blast.
It's gonna be epic.
Yes,
we'll post some more on fan fiction and some storylines and everything has to do with Jason and Jason.
Yes.
All the things.
Okay, so thank you once again for being on the show. It's been a blast, and thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, so thanks so much. Just we have to do this again sometime. I enjoy every time I get to talk.
Oh, totally.
We do too. We love to do it again.
Yes,
we certainly will.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you once again for listening. Make sure to join us again for another episode of the Bitches and Odyssey Revelations podcast. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.